I watched it when I was like 14. Weird. And I don't really remember much called? Of it. I'm pretty sure it's called Orlando.
Is it kind of like a movie that probably if you watch that you'd be like, this is dumb?
I think I thought that at the time.
Oh, is that the one where she says, I wish I were big? She wakes up the next morning as a 400 doll. So welcome back. We have a guest tonight. His name is Jared. We're not going to talk. He's not a speaking guest.
He's a silent guest.
We will
guest.
Be looking at him for approval at certain
he
points.
Will nod and shake his head at... Oh, okay, apparently we need to move on. This is getting a little lame.
Yes.
Hello, everyone. It's nice to be here.
Hello, Jared.
I will say...
Jared, of course, is the Jared from the Subway commercials.
Right. Eat Fresh.
Eat Fresh.
Not the ones that were the eating. We're talking about the Lancaster Subway. Right. There isn't one yet, but there will be, and Jared is signed on to do the commercials for the Metro when it's put in
the Metro
in Lancaster City.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting.
Oh, the actual Subway.
Right. Yeah. It will be a Subway. It's going to be two stops.
The above ground Subway that we are getting.
No, it'll be a below ground Subway. It'll be two stops from the train station.
The convention center.
The convention center when that's
Don't get me started on the convention center. Oh, boy. Okay. So
we definitely have a wide audience here.
I think the three of us are the
only listeners. We are currently, including my wife, the only people that have listened to the podcast.
Besides making you listen earlier, I've emailed Jeremy about it.
Ooh, that's
and
exciting.
He never responded. And I called him and he didn't answer.
I take that as a good sign.
Yeah.
He's busy listening to it constantly that he can't even answer his phone. He's like, I'd love to talk to Damien, but I'd like to listen to him more
over
on this podcast
again
than on the phone.
More of it. More of this podcast, less phone talking.
When you called me and invited me to come and help record the podcast.
Okay, it wasn't like a big deal. It's
no,
not
but,
a big to do.
I know, but I'm
we're
just
not like, famous.
Okay, you know. When I told my wife about it, and I said,
started crying.
No, I went over and I was like, oh, I'm gonna go record something with Damien and Parker, and she said, oh, like you're gonna watch them record something.
She assumed that
I would definitely not be sharing in any way, and that maybe I was.
How did
just
that? Didn't make you feel.
Now what are we, Frasier? The Frasier.
I'm just rolling with it. He was telling us these things.
So when you got the official sticking in your whole letterhead podcast letter
you
saying you
nod.
Have been chosen to be on the podcast,
you got the nod from the president.
Did you jump up and down and like run around and did you march in place?
That's what I would have done if I were you.
Actually, I hung up the phone and then went to the guy working at the wine store and said, "Is this a good bottle of wine to get?" And he said,
"That's a normal response."
And he said,
from our guests.
He said, yeah. He said,
drinking. Drinking yourself into a stupor upon hearing that you're going to be involved
actually,
in anything.
Making
we
gravy.
Do.
He was I, making gravy.
Oh, it was for gravy.
Using the wine to make gravy.
Dude.
Came out looking
you
like.
You make one Thanksgiving dinner your whole life, and you're stuffing it with citrus, and you're making gravy with wine. Like, I mean.
PBS.
Seriously. Like, you start off way up here. The first comic you ever read was Watchmen, and now you're like, I want to read some more comics. You start the bar too high, dude. Like, you set the bar up here. You're like, I'm going to have a kid
like,
who's going to be, like, talking and reading at 2 years old. You set the bar up here. What are you going to do?
Actually, my daughter wasn't talking or reading until.
Oh, whatever.
Give me she was actually developmentally delayed.
This is going to go into the world. Your daughter is old enough. She
yes.
probably will find
yeah.
her.
Oh, yeah. 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 I love
if she doesn't, I will send it to her.
I love you, Lyra.
Don't say names.
Oh, man.
are known. Our biggest audience is kidnappers.
We appeal to kidnappers and ex-cons. That's our big audience.
Mainly kidnappers.
And obviously, if they know that a 3-year-old girl named Lyra exists, that
definitely is. Oh my gosh!
With the bad name Jared from Subway.
The Lancaster City Subway commercials?
Yeah, I think we pretty much boiled it down. You
are. I guess it could be the other Jared.
Could be.
That's doing the Subway commercials. That guy's a jerk.
That guy's a genius.
We'll agree to agree.
So Jared and I stopped to get a six-pack of beer on the way here.
All right.
And in the cooler, I noticed a new product. And I want to know it. Now, I know I already told you what it is.
Oh,
but
right.
I'm going to
okay.
bring it up again. Because I find it absolutely fascinating. A new product called Hard Creamers.
Now.
Okay. Just let me preference. The first thing I said, and Jared can... He was a witness to this,
okay,
was
right.
that I'm pretty sure that's just rotten milk. Like, fermented milk.
Oh, what?
Hard.
Does milk ferment?
Well, but
it
I'm
definitely
saying...
definitely sours.
Yeah.
So it's sour cream.
Right. <What is it? laughs>
But okay. Does that sound like something that you want in a beer
in
bottle
my mouth?
Shape?
It's a big thing? See, when you first said it, I thought... Are these things you add to your coffee, like little shots?
No, these
little
are like,
creamers.
These are next to the hard
size
that
shots.
Would be, that would not be a bad idea.
I know. That's
not
I
that's a much something better Parker. Idea. Yeah. Copyrighted. Parker Winston.
This podcast serves as proof of copyright.
Well, let's stop doing this and start making those.
Yeah. But no, okay, so it's an actual whole...
It's like
a 16-ounce...
Like six 12-ounce bottles.
Yeah.
Wow.
Do you have your choice of strawberry or peach?
Of milk,
that's what
alcohol.
It clearly it's a cloudy liquid with the color of said fruit that it's representing. Like
right,
the strawberry.
And they couldn't think of a better name in their phallic shaped bottle than Hard Creamers.
Creamers. And I also pictured a trailer full of little coffee creamers. Like, left out in the desert for several months. And, like, that's the...
poured into a 12-ounce bottle
that's
and
the
capped.
End, that's, no, just by the name. That's the end result. Is that
right,
I found
okay.
This, I found a trailer full of Hard Creamers.
What are we going to do? Like, hard... Like, they're literally, like rock solid.
They're, yeah.
Because they're full of grossness.
Cheese now.
Oh, gosh.
What? Cheese? That's the bad word here? We're talking about fermented, sour,
yeah.
But I
well,
say
it's
cheese.
Cheese because it's so fermented that it turned to cheese. That's gross.
I'm still not sure fermented is the right word.
Well, I'm saying
asterized.
If there was no, that's not it.
Homogenized.
All right, that sounds better.
Okay.
I'm
it's homophone.
I'm not saying it's a what?
Homonym.
Flutophone.
Homonym. That's when two words
synonyms
sound alike, mean the same thing, and that well, they're the same word. But you wrote it twice. Mm. Homophone.
I like it. Also,
this is homophone. It's nice.
He's pushing on his cushion. In case you guys can't see that.
Oh, this isn't a video podcast.
No, but it'll probably be us. They'll be the only ones that listen to us, so we'll know what he was doing.
Yeah.
At that point.
Okay. So Hard Creamers, terrible. Let's not buy those.
I kind of want one now, though. That's the thing.
You do want to, but you gotta buy them in a six pack.
I don't know where I can.
That's
get one
horrible.
Of them.
Yeah.
I asked the lady if she would drink one for me.
Now you're gonna have to ask at every bar, and
then
they're all gonna look at you.
Can I get a Hard Creamer?
Can I get one strawberry Hard Creamer?
I don't know if that's I don't know if that's a question that you want to.
Yeah, right. At the bar.
Depends on what bar.
Sidle up to the bar.
Yeah,
hey, can I get a gin and tonic, get a Yingling, and just give me a strawberry Hard Creamer.
Strawberry. You got the strawberry?
I'll be in the bathroom. I'll be waiting for you.
I'll be in the bathroom. I'm going to bowl you later.
With strawberries, apparently. I don't know.
A kiss.
Oh, man. A kiss?
Wow,
I'm upset about Kiss.
And cheese.
Yeah. Oh, you said I'm gold.
Kiss cheese.
Oh, gross. Alright.
Alright.
Anything else?
Hard creamer's gross. Let me set the scene for you. It's 2 days after Christmas, was it?
No. Yeah, 2 or 3 days.
Yeah, 2 or 3 days after Christmas. And I, for reasons I'll talk about later, not on this podcast, decided that I needed a new shirt, right? I was going to a New Year's party.
That sounds pretty ominous.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know. The whole, I will talk about later, but not on the podcast. Yeah. You sound real mysterious.
Yeah.
It's real sexy. I have to admit. I got to admit.
Is it better than
rolling up sleeves? Oh, yeah, it's better.
So normally my, and you know, we've talked about this before, is that I would go to Old Navy. Buy my new shirt.
No, this is the part of the story I don't understand. Because he decides, rather than just go to
the
tried and true method.
I work right behind Old Navy. That's the.
You could have went on your lunch break.
I could have went at any. I could have. Yeah, it would take me 5 seconds. I thought, you know what? I'm a little older now. I think it's time to shop at a department store. A little bit more sophisticated.
Department stores need business.
Yeah,
they're struggling.
They are hurting.
It's like supporting your local organic grocer or your local JCPenney.
You're looking out for the little guy.
Yeah.
You're looking out for the giant guy
who
has commercials every 10 minutes on.
I was trying to unlock the secrets of how other people dress better than me. And I figured it must have been in the department stores.
You're tired of these, like, these, you know, these kids with their Abercrombies and Fitches and
right.
and Old Navy's taking over the whole world, and you remember a
similar
time.
Where you went to one store where your perfume, your chocolates,
and your lawnmowers.
And your lawnmower. And your scarves.
And your scarves.
Just watch that show on PBS.
And your new shirt.
Are you being helped? Or whatever it's called.
Are you being helped?
What's that show? The British department store.
I don't know. We all don't know what he's talking about.
You know.
Somebody somewhere knows.
You only watch PBS. I just said
okay.
No. Okay, so anyway. So
you want to help out the little guy.
So here I am trying to bring up my game to a higher level.
In an apartment store.
In a department store, because I'm sure that's where the better better things are in life. Well, JCPenney's, isn't that their motto? The best things in life?
Yeah, something.
I took it for their word. So I go out to Park City. 3 days. Park City is the local mall in Lancaster County.
Just in case we have any out-of-town listeners. If you just joined us, we're talking about the Park City down in the Lancaster County.
Just
area.
Get off at the Harrisburg Pike exit off of Route 30.
There's a little bit of traffic, though. Our traffic cam shows there's a little bit of traffic there all the time.
So I got to the mall, and by myself, which, you know, the mall is a horrible experience. No matter what, but if you're at least
3 days after Christmas,
if you're with someone else, it may be a little bit
right.
less bad.
Right.
But I go by myself, and
again, 3 days after Christmas.
3 days after Christmas. And I start off, I park in a lot that I feel is a less popular lot, so I could, you know, it's
park close. Luxury parking near the door.
Yeah.
It's because, as you can tell, no one is going to that department store because nobody's parking in that parking lot.
That's okay. It's a mall. Everything's inside. I can walk
That's
to
right.
the nearest
Okay.
store.
So where do you start?
So I start in JCPenney's.
Beep! Okay, do we have to bleep out? Okay, alright. Well, I don't want them suing us.
I don't want hard
The little guy.
I'm afraid hard creepers are going to sue us.
That's true. They might send us.
They're
going to
sue us for all the show's worth. So I started at JCPenney's.
Free advertisement.
I'll Best things of life. All right, JCPenney's. So, and then I get in there, and I forget exactly what happened at the first place, but there was absolutely nothing that that I had any interest in. I
was right.
completely disappointed by JCPenney's.
So starting off great.
Starting off bad.
Then you go to the mall.
So then I had to go through the mall, which is, it's like, it's a war zone. Just getting, it's bad. It's not, there's nothing good about walking through the mall.
Three days after Christmas. Everybody's returning things, buying new things,
and there's a bunch of kids, a bunch of hooligans there, just being with their hair all crazy and...
I went in the 2 days before Christmas, and there were six kids hacky-sacking in the one, like, whole, whatever, hallway.
Yeah.
And I'm like, really? Like, everybody's moving around you, trying to... And I'm like, you know, if I punch one of these kids, right, and then the parents are, like, outraged. How could that adult hit a kid like that? Like, I want to, like... I want to... Get our cameras, right?
Right.
Set them up. Start filming these kids, like, being in everybody's way for, like, an hour. And then just punch one of them on film.
And see
then send it to the family and be like, look, this is what we put up with for an hour. And then I punched them.
I think that is...
Like, it's ridiculous. Like, it's not a playground. Go
to the playground. There's a playground downstairs.
Like,
or you can go outside where...
Right!
Where there's plenty of room
cold,
and nobody's going to care.
But, like, whatever. Like, that's what you do when you're young. You
or
go out in the cold to hang out because
don't
you can't
to
go
the mall.
Places. Right.
At all.
Or get out of my way, basically.
Yeah. Or don't hacky sack here.
So, or at all. Hacky sack should be banned.
It should be.
But you know what happened, though, is they found out that, you know, whatever girl they have a crush on was going to be at the mall that day, and they were like, you know, it would be really cool...
If we all
went and showed our mad hacky sacking skills off in the middle of the mall, and hopefully, you know, this girl walks by.
She could not deny the sack.
Nice.
Oh, come on, guys.
What about a hacky sack, right? With sponsored by Hard Creamers.
Now, hacky sack, that's the one about the kid who wished he was big and woke up the next morning as Chucky.
That's
shocking.
Right.
Okay. So, I go through the mall. So, and so
house,
my stress levels are like, they're going high. And I'm my blinders on. So, like, you very well may have walked right beside me and said, hello, Damien, how are you? And I would not have seen you. I've been like, I'd
charging through.
Get to the next spot. But by that point, I'm like, my head's reeling. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just like, and I get to the men's department of, let's say the Bon Ton, I think was maybe the next one. And so, get to the men's department, and this
you're all worked up.
This is all on me. I'm worked up, and I'm in the men's department, and I can't stop. I can't stop walking. I circle the department.
Like a vulture.
I can't stop and focus on any one piece of clothing. I just keep circling the department, and I'm like, well, because I don't want anyone to bother me. I don't want anyone. I'm afraid when I stop, that the person that's supposed to help me is going to try to help me.
I think I've had this experience where, you know, you have this idea of this thing that you want that you're specifically going to buy,
right.
and you have this expectation that when you walk in the store, there'll be a sign that says, Damien, here's the shirt that you want to buy.
Exactly.
And it drives you nuts when it's not there.
Right, right. But then also, like, I think my head is so, I'm spinning so bad, like, everything's foreign to me at this point. Like, I do not know what...
Large? Extra large?
I don't know. What the hell is this? I don't know what... Honestly, it's not... What Parker just said is not a lot. Because then when I finally do settle down enough to stop and look, I'm like, I don't even know what I'm looking at. What am I here for? What? This is for... What purpose am I trying... Do I have a party to go to?
You end up leaving with, like, two winter coats.
Yeah. Yeah, and a pair of radials. Some tires for my car.
And a couple of winter chains.
That I would understand. That part, I would... Like, tires, I get this.
You're like, what? What did I do?
But I'm, like, looking at shirts, I'm like, I don't... Oh, it's 40 extra large...
Yeah.
I don't know.
40% off, this one's 30% off, this one's 17% off.
Yeah, so then, you know, I've been there, I've circled that department maybe 9 times, and...
9 times around.
And then I
said,
and
you know they're
banging
on you at
this
point.
I can't
people
read.
That work there are like, oh my god, look at this guy.
Yeah, I look like a nutball.
Now, as you're circling, are you circling the perimeter? Or are you kind
they
of...
They leave?
Are you kind of leaving for all of the
No,
options.
It was the perimeter, basically. Because, and also, the other thing I've... I don't know if you guys ever felt this, but I feel like there could be zero people anywhere near me, and the second I stop, I'm in someone's way.
Excuse me, sir.
I got a feeling I can't slow down. That was the other part. It's like, I can't find
like,
off.
Excuse me, sir. I'm trying to get through here. And you're like,
yeah, that's it.
I'm sorry.
That's a big thing. Like, and that's not just the Park City. It's just like a lot of places. I'm just like, I'm just going to settle back. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize you were...
Go all the way up against the wall. Right. It's like, sir, I need to get on that wall. Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, that's... So then I'm there, and I don't, like I said, everything's in a different language. I don't... Not really, I just
yeah, right.
read things.
Because I accidentally went to the Japanese department store. Yeah.
But then I started to get a little upset because... Because nobody's helping me.
Now they're not helping me.
Even though I currently, I absolutely do not want anyone to help me.
10 minutes ago.
But just, like, I still don't really want anyone to help me, but just the fact that no one is trying to help me.
Now it's getting annoying.
It's
kind of
upsetting.
Regardless of the fact that you've done everything within your power up to this point.
To stop them from
to give off every, you know, nonverbal.
But no, at this point, I've given up on that whole plan, and I'm just sort of standing there, just staring at a shirt that absolutely won't fit me. Just staring at it.
Randomly glancing
hoping
over.
Somebody will come over and be like, Damien, I love you. Here's your shirt.
Yes.
Thank you, sir.
And then fly me out of the mall. And they're right back.
On their mini helicopter.
So that I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to give up, though. I am determined. I am absolutely 100% determined to find a shirt.
All right, so now what? You go to the next department store?
So
back in the mall.
I gear myself up to go back through the mall. And now I'm in the mall, and...
There's, like, mini helicopters flying.
There's families.
There's people asking if they want to wash your hands.
Yeah.
Excuse me, sir, let me ask you a question. What? Look at my flying machine.
Have you ever seen anything like this?
Get away from me.
Hey, look at these Crocs. Look at all these colors of Crocs. Did you ever see so many colors?
We got drawers of buttons.
What size
that goes in the Crocs?
Look at these Crocs. There's a new style. They're like it's a thong. It's a flip flop. Well, but they're not flip flops though.
We call them Croc flops.
They're called Croc floss.
Floss.
So that's patented by Damien Eby.
Yeah.
So now I'm like walking back through the mall, and again. It's a nightmare. And I actually, and I didn't tell you this part on the phone, but at one point, like, this little kid, like, this family just, like, taking up the whole aisle, and, like, I get past them, and, like, my arm, like, bumps the kid, but, like, there's something wrong with me, because I get past them, and I visualize myself whapping the kid, and just seeing the kid flying, and just being like... Yes. So then I get to...
You wish you would have.
I was just like, the thought of it didn't make me unhappy. I didn't wish I would have, because I know, I'm not a crazy person. I know the ramifications of that. So then I get to the next mall. Well, what's the next mall is... Sears. No, Sears. I figure Sears.
Why not? Good old Sears and Roebuck.
I'm pretty sure they don't have anything.
They've been around since 1800.
But maybe. You never know. You know, Sears.
That's the tagline for Sears. Hey, you never know. JCPenney, the best things in life. Sears. Maybe we have it.
We got everything else.
I know I've often felt when... friends or coworkers that have noticed dress much nicer than me. Yeah. I've often found myself thinking, I bet they shop at Sears. That's often
really?
My thought.
You never know.
I've never once thought that about somebody who dresses nicer. I think they must shop at like a store that I've never even heard of. You know?
Which to me might have been the department store.
The Banana Republic. Yes. They must shop at the Banana
Republic. You've never heard of that store?
Well, I mean, like, heard of, I guess, never been to.
Okay.
Like, they shop at Gianna Dose and it's Italy thing.
Okay.
In reality, I just think there's somebody who cares about their appearance.
Right.
Which,
but there's,
I assume it's just the difference.
And you're just like, lame.
Yeah, but you think there's got to be a secret to their success.
I always figured it was effort.
That's my secret to success. I give you an 18 CD set, and every time you pop one in, track one, effort.
Give it a try. Don't give up.
16 CDs later. It's still effort, dude. Just do something.
Yeah. Get off your ass and stop listening to CDs.
Stop buying CDs and just do something.
But when you, like, I the story that I'm describing, don't you feel that that's effort? Don't you think I should be rewarded for my,
definitely.
So I get the tears and move out?
Right, but like, if you were like, I want a new shirt, I'm going to put forth some effort, and you decide to, you know, count and make sure that all of your toothpicks boxes have exactly the number that they say they were. That's a lot of effort, but it's obviously focused in the wrong direction.
Yeah.
Right. And I'm going to alphabetize all my CDs. Like,
and Rome was not built in a day, Damien. This is the kind of thing that takes a time.
Yeah,
effort.
I'm sure every one of those people made the mistake of going to the department store. It's step one of your metrosexual fashions. So I get to Sears, and it's a blur to me now. I don't even know what happened to Sears. So,
a blur of clothes.
The thing is that, you know, it's 3 days after Christmas.
Did you even try anything on?
There's nothing, no. There wasn't even anything that appealed to me. Like, there's nothing in these stores. Like, the mannequins were like, poorly dressed.
They're not even trying.
There's, like, their shirts, like, it was like, it would have been like this. It would have been like, whatever.
It's all ruffled up. They're like, whatever.
Yeah, like,
I guess it's because it's after the holidays.
Yeah,
they're like, why even try?
They're
like, people are just spending gift cards. We're not making any money at this point.
Right.
Just throw it in the pile.
It's just people returning things.
Just bins.
We're just going to give them store credit.
It's just like bins everywhere. Yeah. Picking through bins. It's like Red Square or something. Like, it's like people just like, you know, delivering food and everybody's just like hoarding it.
Yeah.
Like, you're like, what am I supposed to do? Can I have a shirt?
Yeah. Right. So
can I have a shirt that looks...
The thing was, like, the department stores were kind of a safe haven, because once you got in them, except for the person...
You were dead.
Except for the person you're always standing in front of, you were pretty safe. Like,
except for the person you always apparently have near you.
Yeah. So, Sears was a beat scene. So there's one more department store. No, there's two more department stores in this mall.
Boscov's and Kohl's.
Yeah, so I make my way to Boscov's. And at Boscov's,
Kohl's is the last.
Yeah.
Don't even go there at all.
Oh, I went there. So I get to Boscov's, and at this point, it's like, you know, that's like, that is going to be the hot spot when I'm 60 or 70. That is definitely what I'm going to go.
A lot of tracksuits. A lot of windbreaker pants and tops.
A lot of Led Zeppelin classic tees. Ooh. It looks like I've had it since the 70s, but it's brand new. So I get there, and at that point I was laughing to myself, because I was like, I'm going to leave here with nothing but that shoe polishing alarm clock kit. That, you know, they have all those gifts from Christmas that they're just like, all the stuff that you're just like, I don't know what to get this person. Oh, look at that. It's a cigar cutting alarm clock pocket knife.
So, it's an alarm clock plus.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Yeah, it's an alarm. It's a calculator alarm clock iPod dock mirror.
Shoe cozy.
Shoe warmer.
So, yeah, so there's nothing there. And then I'm like, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? So I make my way down to Kohl's.
Kohl's like,
is in the basement.
It's like they don't want to even talk about it. They're like, it's down there.
Yeah.
Like, we have that because...
Like, do you really need a space? All right. We were keeping our lawnmower here. So I get down there. Now this place is like... And at this point I was telling Parker, it's like... It really made me to start think about where I am in my life as far as the way I'm supposed to dress. Because I had two options at that place. It was dressed like a full sweater, loafers, and khaki pants. You know, like someone's TV dad. Or dress like the hooligan, like the I'm a skateboard and dumpster. It's like, I can't, like, there's, like, there's this, they have these shirts that have a decent pattern on, but then there's, like, this big splash of graffiti off the side. And I'm like, I'm not that guy. Like, but then the other option is, like, do I want to talk about doing my taxes every day? So,
hello, my name's Damien Eby.
Exactly. So what am I supposed to do?
So, I am a grown-ass man. Yeah.
How about those politics and the weather?
That's hilarious.
So at this point,
so you go in with the intention of buying a shirt for a New Year's party. Now you're like, you know, you're having a philosophical like breakdown where you're like, what am I doing with my life?
Yeah,
like, am I this like where I'm caught between worlds and you know, and if you would have just gone to Old Navy, you would have walked in and be like, oh, this is cool, and, yeah. And walked out.
So at this point, like, yeah, I'm like...
No, but, so, at this point, you're trying to buy the shirt, you know, it's brought about this whole, you know, existential dilemma for you.
Am I a man?
Yeah.
What am I doing here? What is this life?
And your reaction is not that maybe my initial thesis that... Other people who dress better than me, it's because they shop at department stores at the mall. That wasn't the mistake. The problem was that you didn't bring someone along with you to go to the department stores at the mall.
Well, I needed to know what to do at this point.
Oh, okay.
So Coles is downstairs, so I call my buddy, and my buddy, a friend.
Now you're trying to, like, we can do a long-distance deal, like... Okay, this shirt, it's like a kind of flat thing.
No, this is worse. This is more pathetic. I call him, and I make my way out of Kohl's, and I don't want anyone around me again while I'm having this conversation with him. So I walk outside of the mall, and the only safe spot I could find to talk to this guy was outside of Sears, where they have the displays of the riding mowers out in the cold. Like,
the freezing cold.
In between two, like, a Craftsman and a... Kabuki mower. And still, there's a minivan parked like right near there, and they decide to roll down their window while I'm on the phone.
There's always people around you.
Right, so I call them and I'm like, you know, I shouldn't have done this alone.
Yeah, you're like having like a breakdown with a friend. You're calling him crying.
And he's telling me, like, you know. And
it's okay. It's okay.
He basically says to me,
it's all right. You're okay.
No, he sets me in the track. He's like, you know, like he tells me what I should get. Like, what I should be looking for. Like, all right. All right, well, let's make one more try. I can't leave at all. Because at this point, it was like 7:30, 8 o'clock at night, and I'm like...
That sounds like an excellent time to leave.
If I would have left, it would have been all for nothing. It would have been like...
Right, but you could have gone right to Old Navy.
Yeah, but I don't think I could have handled that. Like, okay. If I was going, I was going. You know, I wasn't going anywhere. So I make my way back to JCPenney. I don't know why I thought that would be the best place. So
bring it full circle. Let's go back to where we started. Right. Back to my roots.
So I find a shirt, and I don't even try it on, because I was like...
You don't even try it? You just buy it?
I can't bear to even try this thing on. I'm going to buy it, and then try it on when I get
so
home.
So you walk into the store, you put a blindfold on,
no,
you grope around till you find something that feels like a shirt.
Like a boob.
It'll work.
Then you...
And you run for the exit.
I buy it first. So, yeah.
So you got a shirt, and then did you wear it?
So I get it home, and I try it on, and it fit all right, but it wasn't comfortable. Like, you know, like, a shirt fits all right, but, like, you can tell, like, it's not quite comfortable. So then that night, like, I'm laying there, and I'm like, you know what, that shirt's no good. That's just not going to work. So what do? The very next day at work. Good Old Navy.
There you go. Now, you did tell me that one of the other motivations was not only that you wanted to look nicer, but that all the shirts you currently have that fit nicely would have needed to be dry cleaned or laundered in some way.
Correct.
Pressed.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. Ironed. So it was almost like, well, I'll buy a new shirt because they're already hung up and nice.
Oh, yeah.
And ready to go. Uh-huh. And the shirt that you bought from
this
Ace
one was
Ready.
Folded and packaged.
So
and
all...
when I unfolded it, the whole thing was wrinkled.
So you'd have, so you would have had to iron it then.
Which defeated 90% of my
Did you return? And now you have to go back and return
it.
I
do have to return it now.
Now the prospect of going back and returning it hangs over you.
Yeah,
like
which knowing me, I probably won't do. It'll end up going to Salvation Army. Yeah.
So you have not yet returned the shirt.
Yeah.
Would you like to describe the shirt? What does it look like?
It was, but to be honest, it was on super sale, so I got it for $15.
Oh, wow.
Is that nice. Is it a super sale?